AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Starting a new career or just enhancing their finances on this that they have now currently in your home. Start an Avon business today. It's simple. Go to the website, startavon.com, enter the code PMC-DOW. That's go to the website, startavon.com, go down to enter the code PMC-DOW. It's only $20 to do it online, and you'll be so happy you did. I know I am. Okay, so our next friend of the Drive at 5 Live is Jewels by Elan. Do you know about the new Jewels by Elan that you can now find on the World Wide Web? Yes, you can shop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from the comfort of your home or office. All you have to do is visit the website at www.jewelsbyelan.com. That's www.jewelsbyelan.com. Or you can call Ellen Edwards and schedule either a home party or a private showing. Her number is 914-512-8578. That's 914-8578. 512-8578. 914 is the area code. And you'll be so happy you did. And you know, she custom designed her pieces as well. Okay, we won't get into lifestyle, and we will not do the New York elite, because that's what our plot topic is about today. And then later on in the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming show and the format, and how you yourself can get involved. And for those people who are on my Facebook, and I hope that many of you are, I sent out a message earlier, and what you can do if you're not currently on my Facebook, then what you may wish to do is to simply search me, and to search me is Patricia McDowell, and then become a friend, and I'll be more than happy to include you, to accept your, confirm your friendship, and so that we can stay in touch. So again, search me on the on Facebook, and then I will be more than honored to confirm you as a friend. And okay, so today, the topic again is travel is good for your mental health. And if you are spending a perfectly useless afternoon in a perfectly useless manner, you have learned how to live. And that comes from the author Ling Yun Tang. And there's several, there's about 10 things you can do when you de-stress, or why travel helps you to de-stress. One of them, I know for myself, every time it's time, although I plan, I'm traveling in November, and today, the end of November actually, and I actually pulled out my suitcase again, and I just double-checked the contents, and every time I return from my trip, the toiletries in which I run out of, I make a note, and I put that in the suitcase. So I looked at that today, and I reviewed it, and I added some things I've been buying along this year, and added them to the suitcase. And I couldn't help but getting a little excited, knowing that in 3 months I will be on my vacation with my family and friends. And that's a great time. But even though I'm planning ahead, and I always plan ahead, and I have to say, when I come back from my trip, I wash all my clothes, and I return them back to the suitcase. And so if anybody was to come to me and say, you know, Pat, let's leave right now, all I have to do is just take my suitcase, because my suitcase is already packed, clothes are already washed, my passport's in place, I'm ready to go. But even with that, I find that the night before I travel, I'm up washing my hair, and anybody knows me, I have dreadlocks that's down beyond my, way beyond my waist, and so I'm washing my hair, I'm putting the finishing touches on it, I'm doing coloring, I'm conditioning my hair, I'm twisting each and every lock, then I'm twisting the whole thing as one big loop so that I can have crinkles in my hair, and then after I do that, I give myself a facial, I wax my eyes, I have to turn on the wax machine, I wax my eyebrows. After I do all that, then I give myself a pedicure, get the feet thing going, and then I do the final touch-ups with my in my bag. I take Lucky with me, my dog. And so I have to get him ready. I get him spruced up. Make sure he's. I cook his food. I make sure I pack his food. I also, in addition to that, I gotta clean my house. I gotta throw in all the garbage that's in the house in the garbage can. I gotta throw those away. And I gotta go pick up my mother, because my mother travels with me as well. I gotta pick her, and she's in the Bronx. She's in the North Bronx, near Co-op City. And then I have to go all the way down to Grand Concourse, and I have to pick up her friend. I bring them back to my house. And by the time I do all that, the limousine is at my house, and we're ready to roll. And that's usually about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And if this doesn't happen when you start getting into that kind of mode, you kind of leave all your problems behind. And if you haven't happened when you start to pack, or when you stay up all night before your trip trying to, you know, answer either emails or take out your trash, but before you board that plane or that train or get in your car, you breathe a little sigh of relief. And as the daily grind gets smaller and smaller, then they disappear in your rearview mirror or the rearview mirror of the limousine. Because for the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or however long you're gone, those stress, those worries, are going to be left behind. Possibilities for new insight. When you encounter new sites, when you go to a new location, new country, even if you go to the same country or the same location, something opens up in your mind and your heart, and you can have new insight about the old problems. You know, you can think a little clearly when you're sitting there and you're on the Mediterranean Sea. You know, you can think a little clearly when you're sitting on the beach in the Dominican Republic. You can think a little clearly as you walk along the sands of the Bahamas. You can think a little clearly when you hear the calypso in Jamaica. You can think a little clearly when you cross the Red Sea. Yes, this is what we call mental health when you go on vacation. Somehow, when you're on vacation, your problems don't seem as grand. Sometimes the answer in which you have been pondering for weeks and days and months, it suddenly comes popping to your head, the right answer. This is why you need to go away at least minimum once a year. I would personally would say you should go away every quarter, four times a year. Take at least one major trip, and you could take maybe a road trip or, you know, take maybe two other little mini trips. But you should always travel because it really clears the mind. Exercise and mental health. When you hit the road, there's an infinite of options for active engagement with your environment. When you travel, you know, you don't mind walking or biking or hiking or climbing or paddling or skating or skiing or, hey, why not do the merengue? This is the exercise that you put to the side when you're home, in your daily routine. You always seem to find something else to do. And sometimes it's hard to get motivated for a physical exercise, but when you're away, it seems so much more appealing to get on the dance floor, to do the limbo. Can you just see yourself, close your eyes, and just envision yourself doing the limbo or hiking into a shopping resort and seeing how the locals do it. So, you know, this is so important. You know, this is why you should go away, because it inspires you to exercise. To be really well, one has to be in the moment, the now. When you travel, there are so much new stimulation that it's focused, forces you to respond in the present. You slip effortlessly into the zone. What a wonderful feeling to be in the zone in China. What a wonderful feeling to be in the zone in Rome. New connections. If there's a certain disconnected association with the same people and the same story back home, then the remedy is meeting people on the road. Haven't you made friends in faraway places when you travel? If you haven't, it's time to start. They can be part of your travel group or people you connect to who live in your chosen destination. You know, I travel with a group of 10 people. We are committed to each other. And we just make plans to, as a unit. Sometimes we have conference calls to discuss it. And then we just make the plans and we go. This last vacation that we went on was in December. We spent 14 days. We left 2 days, I believe, or 2 days before Christmas. And we came back 4 days after New Year's. And we had a marvelous time. In fact, it's so funny. I was with my mother and I. We spent Hurricane Irene together, and we were watching news, and they kept referencing the major storm that crippled New York and New Jersey, where obviously New Yorkers and people from New Jersey were very upset. And my mother and I, we looked at each other and said, we know nothing about it. We did not experience that. Because why? Because we were on the sandy beach of the Dominican Republic during that time. What a wonderful feeling. I personally am a winter vacationer. My family and my friends, the 10 of us, we seem to prefer to travel between November and October and December and January. I personally, the reason why I like to do it during that time, because it's hot now in New York, Yonkers, where we live. And so I can enjoy the Hudson River, which right now I'm on my terrace. That's why you hear background noise. And it's great. But when it's snowy and it's cold and it's raining, we got the coat and the boots on, I'd rather be in the Caribbean getting sun. So that's why I like to go during the summer. And that's where I de-stress during the summer months. And because we go to with the Black Bear quite often, we have developed a network of friends there. So it's so much like home. So, you know, when you start to travel, connect to new people. Get a good network of people. And when you grab a group, it's always great. If you have 10 friends or more, it's always better to travel as a group because you can get discount advantages. And if you don't believe me, call or visit the website nyelitetravel.com. That's nyelitetravel.com. Get a pen again, and the website is nyelitetravel.com. Or you can email Pat at nyelitetravel.com. That's Pat at nyelitetravel.com. Or you can call 914-447-1089 to discuss your next travel engagement. Self-soothing. An antidote to self-medicating can be self-soothing. When you travel, you do things you love. You buy treasure souvenirs. You pamper yourself with small pleasures. I mean, I can't think of a place that you can go that you will not find a spa. If you're going on a lovely cruise, right now I have a couple and their son. They're sailing up. They're sailing around Spain. I know they're having a marvelous time, and I hope that they are taking advantage of the a masseuse on the cruise. When you're wherever you travel, I'm sure the hotel that you're staying at, whether it's in the Caribbean, whether it's in China, whether it's in Russia, I'm sure they have a masseuse to work out those kinks and to work out those tensions that you may have within your body. These actions make you feel good about yourself. They don't drive you up. They don't deter or upset you. You replace a desire to escape with a real escape that is much better for you. That's train. As I told you, I'm sitting outside on my terrace. Pain relief. There are different kinds of pain. There are physical pains. There's emotional pains. There's psychic or spiritual. They are quite real. Somehow, by some mysterious remedy, travel can alleviate pain. You feel so much better. The sprained ankle carries you up mountains. The wrecked love affair seems more remote, and you can see a life beyond it. Your relationship to the divine is renewed through nature. Changing habits. Worries and the blues can sometimes be contribute to habits of thinking. You get in a mental loop you can't get out of. You fret about the past and you're anxious about the future. It is hard to change your thoughts, but travel facilitates that change. You are literally walk new paths, eat different foods, speak to different people, hear exotic languages. These changes can help to yank you out of habitual patterns and sap energy from your life. When you experience new skills and you hear new languages, it really challenges the mind. It just recharges your senses. It makes your taste buds come to life. And of course, there is laughter. A good yuck can go a long way towards brightening up a day. Have you noticed how much you laugh when you are traveling? You see a funny sign, an odd translation, a street performer. You meet a friend from a junior high school on top of a mountain, and you let it rip with a belly laugh. Aha! All this is mental health, good mental health when you are traveling. Thanks for the memories. Once you return back home, you can keep those memories alive. You can still have those same good feelings of good mental health by going and reviewing the many photos or watching the video footage in which you have taken while on your trip. You can also have that feeling when trying to put together a scrapbook and sharing that scrapbook with others, whether you share it through your Facebook or you get the toolbox or a Flickster or whatever. You know, just putting those little photo albums together helps you to enjoy your vacation. So, that gets us back to our friend, one of our friends of the Drive at Five Live, and that is Lifestyle Dream Vacation in the unique Dominican Republic. Imagine a place with 1,000 miles of pristine beaches, overlooking a line turquoise sea, a place where the midday siesta is still a time-honored tradition, and the free-spirited merengue is the natural dance of choice. Unhurried, unencumbered, and unbelievably liberating from everyday cares and stress. This is the Lifestyle Holiday Vacation Resort in the enchanting Dominican Republic, an all-inclusive vacation experience reserved with you in mind. Let me say that again. An all-inclusive vacation experience reserved with you in mind. You would enjoy gourmet restaurants and an alfresco buffet dining. Unwind at the private access beach club with attractive and attentive service. Experience live entertainment shows, beach parties, extravaganza, exciting casino nightlife, and so, so much more. Add in world-class golf, water sports, and endless island adventures. This is the lifestyle you so deserve. In planning your next trip, or with your family, friends and girlfriends, or maybe a business trip, class reunion, visit the website at www.lifestyledreamvacation.com. That's www.lifestyledreamvacation.com. LifestyleDreamVacation.com. LifestyleDreamVacation.com. And if you don't want to go to Dominican Republic, or you just want to go on a cruise to, like I said, I have someone on the Mediterranean, or you want somebody to go to cruise Caribbean, or you want somebody to just cruise to Europe, I mean Egypt, or you just want to simply have a local trip that you want planned, maybe where you want to take your family to Virginia, you want to take your family to Canada, or you may want to go to the Carolinas. You may want to plan a golfing trip or tennis trip or girls getaway trip, family reunions. Call 914-447-1089. That's 914-447-1089. And speak to Pat about planning your next vacation at nyelitetravel.com. That's nyelitetravel.com. Or you can email Pat at pat@nyelitetravel.com. That's pat@nyelitetravel.com. You will be glad you did. You owe it to your mental stress. All the work you've done this year, you deserve the break. So that concludes our talk and discussion about travel and mental health. I'd like to take the next couple of minutes just to talk a little bit about upcoming shows and what I have planned for you. Well, many of you know, who are friends of mine, you know that I am the council person in the city of Yonkers. And my term will be over in December, the end of December. So as a result of that, I will be able to spend more time on the drive at Five Live. And that's what does that mean for my listeners? Well, that means we're going to have, and we already have some fantastic guests on this show, but we're going to have some targeted speakers, specifically starting in the new year. I'm going to address whatever, you know, as we all know, every month is a different health month. For example, October is breast cancer month, and it's also domestic violence month. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to have panels of discussions during at least once or twice during each month to address those issues. And I'm going to seek out professionals in those areas to discuss those particular issues. In addition to that, I'm going to let you know about events that are happening, health fairs, like I always do, the Awakening Fair, which happens twice a year, and I'll let you know about other health fairs that's going to come up. And as a result of that, you know, I'm opening up to you guys to let me know what it is that you would like to see on the show. As you know, the format is a one-hour show. It airs at 5, and the show is over at 6 o'clock. The show is called The Drive at 5 Live, and to be a guest on the show is absolutely free because you're doing the service. You're providing my listeners, and I tell you, I just looked at today, my listener count is almost 4,000. I'm very excited about that, and that's really without really pushing the show as much. So you open your have a big customer base. In addition to that, you have the opportunity to promote yourself and your service or your business or your products, and we allow you to state your company's name, your website, your email address, and your phone number that you can be contacted. So if you know of anybody who would love to be on the show is a health and wellness show, so it has to deal with whatever the topic is or the service or the product, it has to be health-related, and preferably with a holistic approach. In addition to that, so if anybody's interested in that, they can contact me. They can contact me at pat@nyelitetravel.com. I gave the information before, so that's pat@nyelitetravel.com. And just simply say in the subject line that I would like to be a guest on the show. And what I will need is just a short information about what it is that you would like to discuss, or your product that you have, or the services, and contact information, which should be a phone as well as obviously an email address. Also, I'm looking for sponsors to be on the show. I'm going to aggressively look for more sponsors, and starting in January 2012, the email blast, which currently goes out to about 2,000 people, each time we have the radio show, The radio show will feature the sponsors as it does now, but we would like to have quality sponsors on the show to advertise. And the fee is very, 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 very reasonable. And you're not only mentioned on the show, but you're also sent out as part of the email blast with your product name, company website, if there's one, contact information, whether that's a phone number or email address or both, and a description, and usually they try to put a photo. So, and then you're mentioned in the beginning, the top part of the show, your company is mentioned with a brief description, which you are encouraged to write and send to me. So if you like to be, if you like to advertise on the show, call me at 914-447-1089. That's 914-447-1089. Or you can email me at pat@nyelitetravel.com. That's pat@nyelitetravel.com. And in the subject line, put sponsor. And we're going to see, and we're, I'm going to, I'm not, I don't want to have a lot of sponsors, but I like to have at least minimum 4 sponsors per show. Okay, so that's that. And I think we talked about the sponsors, we talked about the format, and we talked about the guests that we're going to have on the show. Upcoming shows, we have some great guests being scheduled, and I'm still working on that. I do know I have a panel who is going to be speaking to us in November. I think I have a panel of 4 people, one from my sister's place, one from the Council of President Chuck Lesnick's office, and they will be talking about domestic violence. So that's going to be something that you don't want to miss. We have coming up, so many people that contact me, and I have to now refer back to my calendar. But you know me. We have great, great shows, and let me say this: more than likely, the beginning of September, the first Monday of September, is going to be lost my train of thought. It's Labor Day. And many people, I know you yourself, are going away, and I hope everyone travels safely. What I'm going to do is not going to have the show broadcast for the first week in September, that first Monday. So the show will not go on that Monday. But the following Monday, we will have the show. And I believe that date is the 12th. As I'm speaking to you, I'm logging onto my calendar, and I'll let you know for certain those dates. And so I don't want people to look at the show and say, "Oh, that's what happened?" Again, next Monday, which is Labor Day Monday, we will not have a show scheduled. I'm going to take the day off because I know so many of you are going to try to enjoy that last lazy day, the official day of what we call summer vacation. And for those of you who have children, I know you're preparing them to go back to school. For those who are teachers, you're preparing yourself to go back into the classroom. So I understand that. So we will not have the show on that particular day. But again, on the following week, we will resume our Live at 5 Live show. Again, we're going to have some exciting, exciting guests. And I'm waiting for you. If you give me a second, my calendar is almost up. I can tell you who my guest will be. I know one is going to be Dorette Mills, and I'm going to see if we can get her towards the end of the month, and Dorette will be speaking on mental health, and so that will be good. So look for her towards the end of September, And we always talk about, what's her name, Carol, who, and I have, again, we have the, what you call it, we have the panel of speakers, and on the 12th of September, that's when we come back, and on that day, we have, and I can't see, this is terrible. Oh, boy, I really can't see. I should go back. I'm going to have to take the computer indoors because the sun is actually blocking the, my view. So when we come back, we will have, oh, I'm sorry. I see what happened. Okay, when we come back, we will have Sonia Lewis. Sonia Lewis will be our guest speaker on the 12th. So we're excited. I'm excited about that. And Sonia is a fitness trainer. So and on the 19th, we have Belle Weaver. And Belle Weaver, she was on the show before. Belle will be discussing life coaching. And then again on the 3rd, on the 24th, we'll have Gillette Mills. And then on the 31st, oh, 31 days. In the, oh, I'm sorry. And the 3rd of October, we will have a panel discussion with Karen and Carol, who both have been on the show, and we're going to try and get some other people to be a part of that panel discussion. And that's pretty much, I think that's all we have scheduled so far this year. But again, starting in September, we're going to have some really fantastic shows. Starting in January. So again, I just like to take this opportunity to thank, you know, each and every one of you, because you make this show happen every week, and I really enjoy, you know, sharing and having my listeners share with you. And, you know, you're please feel welcome to give feedback, you know, so I know that, you know, we're on the right track and that we're servicing your needs. And so feedback information can be sent to me, and that's at, again, pat@nyelitetravel.com. That's pat@nyelitetravel.com. I would love, really, 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 really love to hear from you and, you know, get your feedback and on the show. And again, we're looking for guests to be on the show as well. Okay, so it's 5:43, so I'm going to end the show a little early. Please patronize our sponsors, because they help make this show happen each and every week, and they will be discouraged if they're asked to sponsor the show and then they're not getting any service or business from it. Okay, so until the next week. Oh no, in 2 weeks I will see you on the 12th of September. Until that time, have a fantastic, fantastic week. Have a healthy, healthy week, and a safe Labor Day holiday. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.